Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Well, welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Eric Gephardt is my guest this evening. Welcome to the KUAC Alaska Live Studios, Eric.
Thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's kick it off with a song. What'll it be?
This is going to be called Autumn's Fire. I start almost all my sets with this, and it's about that quick little period of time we get here in Alaska where fall visits and then goes away. So
we know
that's a
that
quick
one
little
well.
Song once we get going on it. Here we are.
Eric Gephardt, thanks for making it to KUAC's Alaska Live. And Autumn Fire, that's a good one to start out with. You know,
Thank you.
We're well into winter, but
yes,
it does take
me
back to those. It's really dark during autumn here in Alaska.
Yes, it is.
You're not used to having, you know, the sun go down, and then the sun does go down, and there's no snow to reflect any of the light.
No. And it's dark, and that can be hard to handle for some folks. And just that easy slide that gets faster and faster, like now, where we're just losing so much light every day.
Yeah, and like more than 6 minutes a day.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was that's the direct inspiration for that song.
And right. So you probably wrote that in like September, I would think.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. That is a fine guess and a true answer.
And you grew up here in Alaska, so it wasn't a surprise moving up here. The, you know, the
big swings from light to dark.
No, I think it was, you know, I wrote that in my 20s, and I think at that point it was finally acceptance. So.
Do you find yourself writing more in the summertime or in the wintertime when you maybe have time to spend indoors or a little bit of both?
Actually, I do most of my writing in a vehicle. That's when things come to me and by myself. Radio might be on, radio might be off, but yeah. These ideas just hit then. You know, that's a good time of solitude and reflection. And there are a lot of long distances to cross here. Yeah. So you have some time.
Driving. Yeah. So when you get back to your guitar or back to, you know, being able to, well, I guess you can hit the record button on your phone these days and you can get some thoughts in like that.
It's something I should probably utilize. I'm not quite up to technology yet. I just use the old brain pan most of the time and hope I remember it later.
So, yeah, then when you get back to your guitar, a place to write some words down, is it the melody that you write first or is it sometimes the words of the lyrics?
Different every single time. Sometimes a great lyric will come and I'll know that that's something I want to build a song around. Or more often it's an event paralleled in the song from true life and trying to represent that in a way that's respectful and hopefully meaningful to the person who may hear it too, because all the songs are peppered with truth, and the people who know the stories, I hope, are proud of them.
Well, you have some friends and family out there listening, I bet, and they may have requested a song or two of yours. What's next on the set list?
Next is not a requested song, but it's a favorite of mine. It's a riff that I really enjoyed when I came up with it, and it's called Blackbird. It's more of a traditional folk song, and I hope you enjoy it.
Daisy prayed beneath the sky on a road he didn't know, leaving love and loss behind, and the whisper in his soul, what you see was meant to be, all things like water flow. 8 days he got up off his knees, and the blackbird watched him go. Sound come from a place she thought lost long ago, an echo of a whispered plea tossed among the wind and snow. Standing strong, she shut the door, but inside she let it fall. She hid the tears throughout the years, but the blackbird saw it all. Thank you. like he'd been those days before. She met a man who walked her road, told her, "Don't you cry no more." With every setting sun, your world may come undone, but I can help you carry on and find the place we both belong. Set their troubles on the wind, breathe them in, let them go. From the darkness far behind, faint light announced the day. Two lost souls began to rise as the blackbird flew away.
Tune to KUAC's Alaska Live. Eric Gephardt is here with his guitar and his songs. And that last one, Blackbird, so much imagery of folklore and Alaska also, because we have our own corvids here that, you know, just really capture that spirit.
Oh, yes. And that it has to do with a lot of the native beliefs that those spirits do guide you in those moments. And if you're open and willing to look and listen, you know, and we may not refer to them as blackbirds particularly, but it's the same idea.
Yeah. And they're all over the world, blackbirds and crows and ravens and magpies and all of these animals. And you hear people talk about them in this spiritual nature, and it's because they're such intelligent birds, and they really do capture our imagination. And
they do, and they're intelligent, they're communal, they're caring of their flocks, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they have a wicked memory, I've heard.
Right.
So don't be mean, I suppose.
Yeah, they did that. There was a PBS special on KUAC a year or two, maybe a few years back, about they were wearing masks and doing these experiments with these crows. And the crows were passing down memories, bad memories of these researchers. And the researchers were wearing masks when they did they were wild crows.
Mm-hmm.
And they would remember, even the kids of these crows had a memory of these people and their
parents. A memory of avoidance?
Yeah. They were freaking out when these people came out with these masks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And crazy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they do have
the things
really,
we do for research, I suppose.
Right? Yeah, I mean, they were torturing the animals at least, but, you know, they're banding them and stuff. And so that can probably be a little bit like, don't steal my baby and band it, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's
my family.
That's a common sentiment.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that was a great song. And like you said, it was a folk tune and it had those great melodies of old folk tunes too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And you've brought a lot of your original songs here to tonight's Alaska Live.
I have. They are all original. And I had to put some on the cutting room floor, unfortunately. But
that happens. Well, you know, there's always the next time.
I hope so.
You're making your debut here on tonight's Alaska Live. And it's a new time for Alaska Live, too. We're entertaining those folks who, you know, sometimes have missed this show over and over on Wednesday nights because 10 o'clock was just too darn late on a weeknight. And so now 8 o'clock is a really fun time.
Am I the first 8 o'clock?
You're the first 8 o'clock,
yes!
Eric. Isn't that great?
Man, that is great.
And thanks for Mace for letting us do this time slot tonight here on a Wednesday night. And listening with Mace and Banjo Signal will always be a part of your Wednesday nights. But every once in a while, Alaska Live will be part of your Wednesday nights at 8.
Well, I'm very grateful as well.
The next one on a Wednesday night is Emily Anderson next month.
A fine, fine musician from Fairbanks. She's a wonderful artist. Yeah. And you should definitely tune in. I believe she's living in Seattle or Los Angeles now and touring down there.
And she is coming back for the holidays and making Alaska Live one of her stops at home.
Well, it'll be a blessing.
And no, totally. And that's December 18th. So listen.
Well, I'll be sure to tune in.
Yes, indeed. I know some people have been having problems with our streaming tonight. So if you can get back to your radio 89.9 or any of our translator stations, our transmitter is great, but streaming seems to be having some hiccups lately. But we're working on it. We're always working on it. What's next?
Next is more of a winter tune.
It is winter.
It is winter. And it's not first snow, but right. That is the name of the song. It's a little instrumental. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, that was some mighty fine picking there, Eric.
Well, thank you very much. Sometimes that's just what you want to do is sit down with the guitar and relax and play. And it's amazing how even something you wrote can put you in a mood, you know. And just
the snow was falling so softly yesterday. You know, it was just swirling and these huge flakes were coming down. And that is that song.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was a nice break from those massive winds we had.
I know. A little bit of soft snow will calm the spirit from having those winds. Oh, man. And
the funny thing about that song, though, is it was actually written off of a Kelvin and Hobbes panel. Had. It was one of those ones where they wake up in front of the fireplace and look out the window and the snow is coming down. And there's no dialogue. It's just a panel of animations, and they go have their day and the different adventures throughout the day, and then they end up back in front of that fireplace with their cocoa and fall asleep. And that was the inspiration for that song.
Actually. Oh, Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yes.
Such a good cartoon.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it.
And you grew up in Two Rivers, right?
Yes.
And that's just a little, kind of a little ways from town, actually.
It's a bit.
Yeah.
Be used to it.
And so you probably had plenty of time to curl up in front of the fire and read a bunch of Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes. And we had, you know, like many people here, we had a fireplace growing up.
Yeah.
It could get pretty hot opening windows at 40 below sometimes.
Isn't that funny? People from outside don't really understand that, but yes, it's true. No. Yeah. And what made you want to play guitar? Did you...
Oh, geez.
Like, were you born wanting to play or...
Nope. I wanted to play a song for a girl.
Of course.
This is right after I went to public school. I was homeschooled initially.
And, oh, you were? You were a homeschooled kid.
Until 7th grade, yes.
Well, that probably saved you from long bus rides all the way out from Two Rivers.
Until public school, it
right.
did. Yes. After that, we were out at 5:30 in the morning waiting for that bus. We were one of the first pickups.
Oof, yeah. So. Plenty of time to dream about the girl sitting in front of you on the bus.
Yeah, but that, it didn't work out because I was chicken, but the guitar did, so I kept that going. I wrote the song, just never played it, so.
My understanding was your first love was electric guitar.
Yes, that is true, actually. And I'm a big fan of heavy metal, which is an understatement for those who know me. And
I love heavy metal. Also,
that's where I started.
Actually, yeah.
First guitar I bought myself was a Stratocaster, and I went out and got a grunge pedal, DOD grunge pedal, and I got a little amplifier, and I just started trying to rock and roll. And
were you saving up your allowance, or did you have a job at that point? Or
job?
Yeah. And, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That was. I've worked a fair amount of my life.
Yeah.
I was at this period of time. I believe I was working for. Tax General Store in the greenhouses way out in Two
Rivers. Tax General. Yeah, out there. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it afforded you a Stratocaster with a grunge pedal and all.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. It takes a little bit of self-control.
But these days, you are enjoying the more acoustic life.
Absolutely. Though yeah. I still, if I'm at home, it's blurring. I've got the Les Paul out and... just cranking it and riffing all the riffs I know and, making the dogs run away.
Right.
But my public life is more acoustic, I should say. It's hard to do electric guitar solo.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few who pull it off, but that is harder. It's a bit better to have some tasteful licks on the acoustic guitar.
I agree.
Yeah.
But all my bands, though, were all electric.
Yeah, I know that you were in Arctic Noise Symphony.
I was for a number of years.
And that was like a decade or more ago, I think.
It was some time ago.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't feel like it.
No, I know. And when I think about it, I was like, that must have been like a decade ago or so.
Yeah.
But what are some of the other Fairbanks local bands that you were in?
Well, the first one was in high school with some of my buddies. And
what'd you call that one?
Well, there was Jason Hippert, Scott McAfee, shout out. And Keegan McAfee, and they had a band called Trademark, and I was playing separately with a couple other friends, Patrick, Brett, and Nick, and I got to join. Their band name was Trademark, and they were playing punk music. And
nice.
Homecoming Dance, I got to sit in with them for a couple songs. That was my first actual big appearance.
Like and North Pole Homecoming
North Pole
Dance?
Homecoming Dance.
Yeah.
We played With Arms Wide Open by Creed. And Last Resort by Papa Roach.
So glad you can admit that now with a straight face, almost.
Right.
And so did you play acoustic guitar with any bands, or it's been all pretty much plugged in with the bands, and now the solo is more acoustic?
The bands have almost been exclusively electric.
And bass player, too.
And, yes, and bass and some keys. That was with Arctic Noise. And
okay, yeah.
I was also with Fairbanks Gold. That was also Scott and Keegan.
Okay.
And a guy on keyboards, Marco Polo Jones, and Victor Manuel Diaz Hernandez was our singer.
Fairbanks Gold may have escaped me. I may not have caught any of those. Oh, maybe I did see that at a festival or something. Yeah.
We played a couple spots around town.
No, I think I did.
Chief Riverboat on some reggae cruises a couple
times.
Oh,
nice.
And that was it. Stood for Fairbanks Global One Love Distribution. So. It was a fine acronym.
Did you end up with any reggae influences on any of your own writing after that?
Zero. I tried to impose myself on those songs as much as I could because they're relatively simple on guitar, and I got bored. So I tried to jazz them up a bit.
Well, it's really fun that you can now come back to acoustic and make it really your own. And that last song, The New Snow, was really nice. I can't wait to hear what's next on the set list.
What's next is a song called Strong That Way, and it's kind of my ode to the women who have been influential in my life and exhibited a different kind of strength than we're used to recognizing, I suppose.
Nice.
And it's also in the same key as the last song, so we don't have to move a capo.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm playing it next.
That's handy.
Here we go. This one's called Strong That Way.
She woke up and looked around, feet cold upon the ground. She thought about a different life, one where she didn't feel so old, always had a hand to hold. She could jump without thinking twice. Might not seem like much the way she keeps the teardrops from her face, but I know she's got a flood inside. Friends say she's better on her own, and she should just move on, but I bet they never had to try. Some sunsets ain't so bad, you see, and some might bring her to her knees. There are times when she just can't believe she made it through the day, but she's strong that way. She dreams of dancing, dreams of fame, dreams of standing by her name in a star on a boulevard. She'll cure the sick and help the weak, be the peace so many seek, show us all it's not so hard. She'll tell you love ain't no mistake, but it's one that people make when they don't know what to give. She walked that mile and she knows she's still on that road, with another chance to live. Some sunsets ain't so bad, you see, and some might bring her to her knees. There are times when she just can't believe she made it through the day, but she's strong that way. Still searching for that silver line, a bit of heaven to hold for a time. She's been shaken and knocked to the ground, but she knows that light can be found. Yeah, yeah. Won't end the rain, and hearts can handle so much pain, but maybe not a second time. A gentle smile, loving hand, someone else who will understand, are all she wants to find. She sees her past in shades of white, black and gray, but in her sight, skies of wild blue. And there's a fire in her soul. Tell me, how far would you go to find that side of you? Some sunsets ain't so bad, you see. And some might bring her to her knees. The times when she just can't believe she made it through the day. But she's strong that way.
Oh, what a beautiful, heart-wrenching song.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
I do my best.
Speaking of good women, Emily Elterman is the one, my colleague here at KUAC,
Yes. Is
the one that turned me on to your singing and songwriting and you as a guest here.
Elterman is the reason I'm here tonight. So
yeah.
Huge thanks to her. She's an amazing person, a wonderful mom, and a fantastic friend.
Absolutely. And her older brother, Aaron, used to work here at KUAC, and he was the one that said, "Hey, Lori, what do you think if we started filming those Alaska Lives, not all of them, but just some of them. And, you know, what do you think?" And I was like, I don't know, but you got a dream. Let's go for it. And, you know, that was like, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. And here we are. And we've been filming some Alaska Live videos in another place that we've made here at KUAC. And it's been really fun. And, yeah, so the Elterman family, huge about my Alaska Live journey.
Oh, absolutely.
And now here you are because of Emily. She works back in TV, and she goes, "Hey, my friend Eric Gebhardt, he's singer-songwriter, and he's really good. You want to check him out?" I was like, "Yeah, send me a link."
Thank you, Emily.
So, yeah, so cool. And, you know, it's such a small town, too. You know, we all end up knowing similar people and are connected in so many ways. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. That's one of my favorite parts of Fairbanks.
It really is mine, too. It's what really keeps me here. It's the people. It's not the 40 below, necessarily.
No. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, the coldest nights are the clearest nights, though.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get out of town a little bit, you can get some amazing light shows. And even the stars, just so many. You know,
It really is amazing.
It.
Yeah. Do you live in a little cabin in the woods still, or are you in town these days?
A facsimile of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've lived in all kinds of places Alaska and Fairbanks. And yeah, some of the best light shows, Northern Lights, have been out there in the cabin up in Goldstream, you know.
Oh,
and
Yeah. So
gorgeous.
Anytime you head a little further north towards the White Mountains.
And yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Good chance of seeing some Northern Lights tonight if it clears up. It's an index of 5, so high activity tonight. So, you know, if you guys are out there, you know, taking a trip out to the outhouse or out to the wood pile, good time to check the skies.
And that is a thing.
It is a thing.
I love that.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah. Dark Winter Nights coming up this weekend on Saturday night at 7. So many stories about, you know, what happens when you're here in Alaska. True stories told on stage. Have you been to one of those Dark Winter Nights?
No. I've experienced them.
Right? You might have a story to tell one of these times.
I may.
Yeah.
I may.
What's the next story in song we hear from you, Eric?
The next story in song is a tune called Born to Fly.
Hmm.
And this the seed of this was planted in Colorado on a night out with two other songwriter friends, Helen Graves and Ryan Flick. And we brought a journal with us. And you passed it one to the other, and you couldn't do anything until you wrote a lyric down.
Nice.
Which was more stressful than it should have been on a night on the town, you know?
Yeah.
But there was one song or one lyric I came up with was a woven hat on a woven girl built from threads that changed her world. And that was inspired by just, you know, a number of people around here. But then I found it was most akin to my sisters and things like that. So then I started to build the song based on things I knew about them and where I hope they would go. And, you know, it's one of those things where you see your sisters growing up a bit.
How many sisters do you have?
Two.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Older or younger? Or?
Both younger. I'm second oldest of six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Quite a few.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, just knowing that they're going to be something and move on and, you know, might be gone for a little while, but you know where to find them. That's where this song came from.
Nice.
Woven hat on a woven girl, built from threads, changed to a world, brought up south from nowhere, and it shows. Well, folks are leaving, some they stay. She's a little of both these days, kinda keeps you guessing where she'll go. But you might find her like shelter from the storm. She'll take you in and keep you warm, should you find your heart to be so bold. If you ever see that girl again, you gotta hold her colors in. She was born to fly, brother, when she tries, you're gonna watch her go. Well, given time and half a chance, the girl is always gonna dance across your mind, slow and easy.
Live music, folks.
But easy come is easy go, and like an early winter snow, she's gone so long. Just believe me, you might find her like a shelter from a storm. She'll take you in and keep you warm, should you find your heart to be so bold. And if you ever see that girl again, gotta hold her colors in. She was born to fly, brother, when she tries, you're gonna watch her go. Well, don't give up on giving in to a simple girl whose only sin was leaving you apart. And she's living like the night, with her quiet ways and distant light that shines to let you know that you might find her like a shelter from a storm. She'll take you in and keep you warm, should you find your heart to be so bold. And if you ever see that girl again, gotta hold her colors in. She was born to fly, brother, when she tries, you're gonna watch her go. She was born to fly, brother, you know I could only watch her go.
Well, it was worth it to play that game out on the night on the town, you know, that couldn't move on until you wrote a lyric in that journal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it turned into one of my favorite songs, which I apologize to my sisters for just skipping a beat.
They're probably just, you know, sitting there in front of their radios going, oh, Eric,
right? He's... Well, they probably were sitting there going, oh, he's doing so well. And that's right when it happens, you know.
You could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
It's his sister's fault. Of course it was. Yeah. Oh, man. You, one of six kids, that was a lot of kids out there in that Two Rivers place.
Yes, it was. And we became a pretty good unit because of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Almost all homeschooled for some of the time.
Point.
Yeah, to yes. The point. Oh, wow.
Some waited until high school to go to public school, but my mom was... prudent and knew that we needed social skills at some point. So.
Right. Also amazing to homeschool six kids.
Are you kidding me? And teaching six different grades and running us back and forth to all our different extracurriculars.
Yeah.
And my dad as well. You know, and it's just it's crazy. And we'd be doing math on the drive into town sometimes and doing English after supper and just whenever it fit in with all the tours and other things we had. It was a wonderful life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, you did tours as in like Aurora viewing tours? Or
chores.
Chores.
No,
oh.
Much less fun.
Yeah, we all know that those can get kind of incremental, grow incrementally because of snow and...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's and great. As you get older, you know, you pass them on to the younger ones.
Yeah.
Because you can.
Right, because you said you were second oldest of six.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the parents are like, well, take care of them. I'm like, oh, I will.
Oh, believe me, I will. Yeah. Did anybody else of your siblings end up doing some singer-songwriter stuff? Or?
My brother Carl writes songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a karaoke aficionado.
Nice.
And as most of us are, actually. We used to love going to the Pump House and just... That's where we would be on a Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
Is just going out and having a good time and throwing down. And
oh, that's great.
Seeing what we could do. And yeah, but my brother has written a number of fantastic gospel tunes. And
oh, wow.
He's very talented at it.
Yeah.
Though he hasn't pursued his own performances of them as of yet. But nice. I actually have one of his he wrote about our family. And that's I've been working on for some time. It isn't quite right yet. But I hope to finish it soon.
You mentioned you left for Colorado for a little while. Did you live down there?
5 years.
5 years. And so Alaska has a good pull back, though. That's
amazing,
good.
Yes.
It was.
It went by in a blink. But yeah. It was from the outset, it was never quite right.
There's so many people there.
There are. And that more came.
Yeah, right?
Yes,
I think hundreds
large.
Are moving there every
thousands.
Day. Thousands every
yeah,
day.
It was insane. I mean, some very large corporate companies came in with a lot of jobs. And the places that they located themselves, you know, it's hard to build a city to accommodate that kind of influx fast enough when it's built on an older system of.
Well, no. Right.
Yeah.
And there's mountains keeping, you know, things in and not being able to expand everywhere.
I loved every moment of my time in Colorado. And the people there were so welcoming. And I've got lifelong friends because of that. And it's just, but it was just hit a point where I was ready to come home. It wasn't right for me anymore.
My eldest stepdaughter has fall in love with being in Colorado for a while. And she loves it. But I mean, there are a lot of people there.
There are a lot. It got to be the point where you had to leave to find parking out on a ski slope or a trail and not be stuck in traffic at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Because it takes some time to get to some of these places.
Right.
That you want to go. And if you're not on top of it, you're going to be taking a shuttle 30 minutes from town just to get to the trailhead sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Alaska for the fact that you can just go 5 minutes away from downtown and feel like you are in the wilderness.
Well, you are.
Totally.
You can just wander off and never be
found. Oh, yeah, it's true. Well, I'm sure that's inspired quite a few songs. And so, Eric Gephardt, let's hear another for KUAC's Alaska Live. We've got about 15, 20 minutes left of the show.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
This, I guess I'll sing an Alaska themed song next.
Sounds and
this
great.
Is kind of this is my invitation to come north, I suppose. This is called Holy North.
face. The wind that sweeps the pines and the breath that gives you once was mine. Take it as your own. Come with the spirits of the night across the dark and haunting light. You are not alone. Your heart has followed you from golden fields. Your steps lead west behind the sun. Your echo carries, and I almost feel your body moving as you run. Come with your truth and your abandon, and trust the voice that always knew. This ground is sacred that you stand on, hallowed as the years that are beside you.
Say you liked heavy metal?
Here and there. No, my joke with that one is my mom always wanted me to write an upbeat song.
Oh.
And the strumming on that is literally upbeat.
Right. But there's a darkness in that song.
A little bit, yeah. There's a bit of rawness. Well, a song about Alaska I felt needed to have sort of a wild energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
At least. And I tried to capture that.
Definitely. Yeah, like, oh, you know, even though you now play mostly acoustic guitar, you know, while you're out and about playing, you can still make that rock. You can still, you know, put some heavy into it.
Well, yeah. It's a lot of the music from the later 70s and 80s and those hard rock and heavy metal bands were doing a lot of instrumental work ahead of their songs, introductions, and like 2 minutes of just guitar before they even started singing.
That is so true.
And that was a huge influence on my songwriting and the approach I take to it sometimes.
Got a lot of fiddles and strings and
all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to have the guitar be as much a part of the story as the lyrics were.
Right. And so it's not that you have to write solely an instrumental piece. It can be huge instrumental intro, whether that lasts for a minute or more.
Absolutely.
That's fun.
And then build it into a song.
Yeah.
And I did that. And it might actually be a 2-minute intro. We'll see here. But this is a song sometimes I regret writing because it has an absurd amount of chord changes.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it goes on for about 6 minutes. But if you're ready
awesome.
For it.
Awesome, yeah. I think that, yeah, we are.
It's called The Dance in the Past, and part of that title came from the time signature is a waltz. So it's a 1, 2, 3. One,
oh, excellent. Well, clear out some space on the cabin
right?
floor.
Yeah. All right. Here goes nothing.
Swing with you, stare into the blue sky, and believe you could soar. Days without a care, kicked into the air high, and you'd been before. Chasing butterflies till they slowly rise up and dance in the sun. In your company, though my memories are rough, I go back to that one. My dream coming to life, and I hope that I've shown. what it means to be home.
Ah, what was the name of that song, Eric?
A Dance in the Past.
A Dance in the
Past. Known
as
Eric's Fingers Hurt.
When you said that you fell in love with that like late 70s, early 80s rock music that had all those instrumentals, that song in particular reminded me a lot of like one of my favorite bands from kid, Kansas.
Oh, my word. That was the first rock album my mom ever gave me, or my dad ever gave me, was Kansas Left Overture.
Oh.
And my mom gave me Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow on the
same
birthday.
Kansas was, I'm from Kansas, and so it was the first big show I ever went to at like the Coliseum was Kansas.
You just made me so happy.
Was Left Overture the one with John Brown and his beard and his hair
was,
all
Carry
flying
on
back?
Son and, amazing album.
I can absolutely hear it in that song in particular.
Well, thank you very much. It was a big influence on my early musical years, that album in particular. So,
nice.
And they were on tour on the 40th anniversary of that album in Colorado. And
did you get to see them?
With my dad, who gave me the album in the first place. And they played through the entire thing, start to finish, and they rocked. It was
awesome.
An amazing, amazing time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm so glad that you're influenced by some of my favorite bands, too. That's great. Well, Eric, you got one more song in you?
I do have one more song in me.
This one,
my mom would kill me if I didn't play it.
For your mama.
For my mama. This is called 100 Miles.
Life and voice cry behind the night from those who've said the last goodbyes. I close my eyes and then I go. Got a 100 miles to lock it up. Got 100 miles, yes, 100 miles till I get home.
Eric Gephardt, my guest on tonight's Alaska Live. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Laurie. It's been an absolute pleasure.
For KUAC and Alaska Live, I'm your host, Laurie Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.